What's up, Giants fans? Welcome to the Players Lounge. I'm Madeline Burke here with rookie guard Will Hernandez. Will, welcome to the New York Football Giants. How is it being here so far?
Oh, I mean, this is awesome. I'm excited. Just from the first day, I already feel comfortable with everybody. You know, I kind of know where everything is a little bit, and I just feel like this is where I'm supposed to be.
Now, if you've got questions for Will, send them in, and we will ask some of your questions. But first of all, I mean, you're getting to know some of these fellow rookies and some of these guys you've met before. Are there certain players that you've got a stronger relationship with coming into rookie minicamp?
You know, I actually, there is a couple guys that I met at the Combine and at the Senior Bowl. You know, those guys I'm obviously cool with already. But right away when I came in here, I noticed that, you know, a lot of the guys here that I didn't know, they're like, their mentality is the same, you know, their goals are the same as mine. So we instantaneously clicked, and it's just been real cool. I mean, we're already laughing it up and, you know, cracking jokes, so it's pretty cool.
You were out there just talking to some of the media, the New York media, and one of the guys was asking you about your relationship with Saquon Barkley, and you guys were joking about how, yeah, anytime you want to talk to him, he's going to be behind me, getting used to kind of blocking for him. What is your relationship like with Saquon?
You know, we're just starting to really get to know each other, but I mean, we've been pretty cool ever since the Combine. That's where we first met, and ever since the Combine, he just kind of, you know, looked at me with those eyes, and then once he found out I was a Giant, he reached out to me right away, and I thought that was pretty cool. And you know, it was actually pretty funny because when Gettleman called me on the phone on the day of draft, I got drafted, he cracked a joke and he told me that Saquon was the one that actually drafted me. So I thought that was pretty funny. But no, it's a huge responsibility. I'm up for it and I'm excited.
Yeah, and like a lot of the scouting on you is that you're like a tough, nasty, Gettleman likes to call you a Hog Molly kind of a guy, yeah. Nickname. And you were saying earlier too, like that's kind of a mentality you have to be a successful football player, right?
Yeah, I think every football player should be exactly that. You know, the fact that, you know, people are complimenting me on that, you know, that's cool. I appreciate it and everything. But in order to, you know, be a successful team, you need a roster full of guys like that. And no guy should be standing out, because I feel like every guy should be, you know, in the same mentality and the same exact manner.
Yeah. And, you know, not just success, but you've also overcome adversity as well. I mean, coming out of UTEP, you guys went 0-12 last year, but you still kind of stuck to it and played through it. But not just on the field. I understand in high school you had a period where for 2 years your family was essentially kind of falling on hard times, living in a shed. You had to work construction. What was that period of your life like?
You know, it was a pretty hard time. You know, I've been facing adversity pretty much my whole life. So, you know, when you have something like a 0-12 season, you know, I feel like I have a better grasp on how to handle things and how to not, you know, just completely get, you know, overwhelmed with things. But, you know, it was a hard, horrible experience. I don't wish it on anybody, you know. But I am thankful for it at the same time, because it taught me a lot about, you know, dealing with your problems and, you know, finding a way out and finding a way, you know, to make everything better, everything that's, you know, rolling downhill, you know, how to kind of just stop that and start climbing up. And so a lot of the things that I did, the mindset that I took because of that, I applied it to the football field, and that's what really I think has helped me get here. And that's why I'm at the same time, even though I hate it and it was a horrible experience and I wish nobody ever has to go through that, I'm thankful for it, because it gave me a mindset that I took to the field, and it's helped me get here.
And after 2 years of that, you helped your family pull out of that. You went back to football your junior year of high school. You played in college, and now you're drafted by the New York Giants. And walking in, seeing those Lombardi trophies, Brian asks, how is it being a New York Giant so far? I mean, what's the essence of this building that you feel?
Right away, when I came in here for my visit, you know, the first thing I got was a huge history lesson by all the scouts and coaches that were here. I thought that was awesome, because, you know, you walk in here and you see all these different kind of guys, all the guys that have been playing all throughout the walls. You see all, like, how they take it so serious and how, you know, they sort of praise these guys. And I'm like, wow, like, that's exactly what this is all about. And not just that, but building off of what everybody else did. And so the fact that this team is well, you know, established. I came in here the first meeting, we're talking about small details like wearing the right socks, doing the right things, doing the little things right. I thought that was pretty cool, and I feel like that's part of the that should be part of your formula to winning. And I'm all about it, and I love it.
Yeah, and the details kind of help everyone stay on track.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Okay. Now, Norman asks, how are you adapting so far to the offensive scheme?
Yeah, so in college, we ran a pro style. We ran a pro style offense. We did a little bit of everything, so I'm not completely just blindsided by a lot of these plays and a lot of these schemes. I've seen them all before. Haven't really done too much of one or the other, but I've seen them before, so it's kind of helped me in that case to pick them up. Now it's just all about learning the lingo, learning the language, and then learning the way coach wants the technique done, because every coach is different. The way my O-line coach taught it to me in college is a little bit different than how Coach Hall teaches it here. So it's just all about adapting to the little small details, but essentially I've seen it all and it's pretty much the same.
Now, you seem to have a comfort level at left guard, right guard, you kind of go either way. Is it kind of like being bilingual, like switching before, because the footwork is a little bit different on the side? I mean, or do you have a preference?
No preference at all. Honestly, to me, it's just a mirror. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, but it's completely backwards. Mm-hmm. If you can just switch everything in your mind, it should come natural to you. You see, I've never seen one position too specifically. The way I like to see it is, you're still playing within 4 yards of each other.
Okay.
You know, the position shouldn't change, and you shouldn't be picky. You're still on the football field, you're a football player, and it's, you know, there's 4 yards of space between all you guys, 5 yards. You guys, it's not going to be that much different, and whatever it is, I think you can handle it.
Okay.
So I don't have a preference. I would play either left or right, wherever they needed me to, and I'd be happy with it.
So it's not quite as challenging as like writing with your right hand and then your left hand.
I mean, a little technique change, but it's not too bad.
Okay. Lillian asks, what's your goal for this year?
My goal for this year is first, you know, to earn my spot here and be a starter here. Of course, I want to come play as soon as I can. Whenever the coaches decide that is, it's up to them. But that's something I want to do. I want to play right away, and I want to help this team get better and, you know, go all the way to the Super Bowl. I set my goals high. You know, I think anything you get below that, you're winning either way, but I'm always aiming for the top.
Giants guard Will Hernandez, thank you so much for joining us in the Players Lounge today. We'll be back with more throughout the offseason here on Facebook Live.